Good morning, Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian with you, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, we check in with David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, we're going to talk about an acquisition here. Amazon acquiring a self-driving car startup. All right, this is a big deal.
It is a big deal. The deal is estimated to be worth over $1 billion. And you can see why Amazon might want to have self-driving vehicles. If they could turn those autonomous vehicles into delivery vehicles, it would be interesting. I don't know what we'd have to do, Lisa. Walk out to the sidewalk and get our product? Or maybe there'd be a robot dog inside to bring it to your door.
Well, that's what I'm assuming. You're not going to see a human in that vehicle. You'll see a robot dog that will then pluck the package from the trunk and come up our doorstep and deposit that smiley cardboard box. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, maybe it would be a catapult type device.
Ooh.
Just shoot for the basketball hoop.
Oh boy.
So anyway, yes, Amazon has bought self-driving vehicle startup, and we've not learned how to pronounce his name yet. It's either Zoox or Zox. I've heard it said many different ways. So just say the zoo and drop the X on that.
Zoox. Okay.
I watched a video, and they said Zoox in the video, in the safety videos, because I was curious. I just went onto YouTube to see, you know, what would make this company, David, appealing to Amazon versus the other companies out there?
Well, this isn't Amazon's first investment in self-driving technology. They they took a funding round in Aurora Innovations, and then they also invested in a startup called Rivian. So it's all about this autonomous vehicle and be able to do more with fewer human beings, which I'm not sure I like that idea, but that's what they're all moving forward to.
Okay. All right. So now we know Google's been heavily involved in self-driving cars. Elon Musk has those cars drive themselves. Supposedly.
He's another one. Yep.
There are a lot of big players in this. I mean, everybody wants, I imagine, a piece of this marketplace. But you're right. Amazon is in a unique situation in that it does need this stuff. It wants it, right, for its delivery programs.
Exactly. It could be for delivery, or they could just. Their other option is, and this has been talked about, is they're going to become one of these self-driving Uber-type companies, so that you'll call for their Amazon car, and it just shows up, and you get in, and you go. Now, at least I'm thinking that the video that you saw showed a standard-type car, It wasn't about their actual cars that they're going to be designed like. It was.
Oh, it goes like into another vehicle.
Yeah, it was into it. They turned what your video showed was a Toyota. They turned into this self-driving vehicle, but they're building developing their first bi-directional vehicle, which you can't tell whether the front or the back is. No steering wheel. And allows it to comfortably travel in either direction. Now, that's probably pretty important to go backwards and forwards that way, I would think.
I would think it's good to go backwards and forwards. So you don't know whether this car is coming or going.
Exactly right. And it brought to mind to me, and I know that you're a sci-fi type guy, but I watched the series called Westworld. The cars in the last season were exactly what Amazon is talking about here in the bi-directional vehicles. They were seasons for four. Two people facing two people, and nothing else in the car.
Okay. No, I mean, that's definitely been a model that we have seen and heard about, David, where companies definitely wanted, they felt, basically, they think the steering wheel is a waste of space. I mean, that's how they're looking at it. It's seriously,
get rid of the
right?
We'll get rid of the pedals, yeah.
We don't need any of that because, again, if anything happens, the car will take care of itself. You would never even need to touch that.
That's the goal.
I don't know. I mean, I still like, we've talked about it. I can't imagine. I just think there's so many variables. We get on the road every day and you see all the different things that have to happen. And maybe a computer could do it better. I don't know. I mean, I suppose the thing
maybe
we talked about.
Yeah,
maybe a computer. If it was a computer versus a computer, but can a computer predict the behavior of all the other humans that are still driving their cars?
This is it. I would feel better if everything out there was computer. On the level playing field, all computers.
Yeah, it's the humans. That, I don't know if you watched the video at the link on their website, Zoox.com, but it plays at 2x speed, so it's very fast. It'll get your heart racing a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But it shows humans in a purple rectangle and vehicles in a blue and green rectangle. So you know what you're looking at as the car sees it?
Mm.
But it really, it you're right when you think about that human. We're very unpredictable as humans. We could just very well step off the curb, and there's a car coming at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't watch that for very long. It makes me a little nauseous.
Yeah.
And the video I saw on YouTube, I can't really see the car there. It's just a test drive in San Francisco, but it's very fascinating, and we know there's so much more to come.
Yeah, and we do know that this is coming with billions of dollars being invested. It's a technology that we're going to see in the near future. I'm just not sure how many of us are going to adopt it out of the gate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is interesting, too. So, yeah, you've got all the traditional car manufacturers, but it seems like with some of these models, they don't even want to, you know, retrofit some type of model. They're just going to make their own car.
Well, they're going to be electric vehicles, so they have to be really slimmed down, lightweight, so that they get more battery life out of the vehicle itself. So you can't be recharging it after every Uber pickup. It's got to be able to go for a day or so, you know?
Yeah, that is true. Okay, well, this is interesting. All right. Well, again, Amazon sees a lot of potential. Obviously, it seems like they're always looking ahead because,
that's how you survive and thrive.
Here we are, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Very good. David Snell, our Tech Talk guy. And if people want to read more about it, David, where can they go?
Absolutely. Go to my website, xsmartit.com. Click on my blog link and watch the videos. See if it gets your heart racing. Get you going in the morning.
All right.
Thank you, David.
Well, thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
David Snell, Tech Talk on WATD.